let's turn our attention now to our good friend Joe Bravo, who has ridden more than 5,200 winners in a career that has just taken him to unbelievable heights. He's one of the best in the business, and now will be honored on Memorial Day with the Mike Venezia Memorial Award, named in honor of Mike Venezia, who died in a racing accident at Belmont Park at the age of 43 back on October 13th of 1988, when he was trampled by another horse during a spill. So this is an award that means an awful lot to the riders, and Joe Bravo with us now. Joe, appreciate the visit, my friend.
Good morning, Mike, Jude. How you guys doing?
Good.
Things good. Are good, man. Congratulations on that honor. Boy, just tremendous.
Man, I can't be more thankful for it. I mean, it's really cool. And, you know, anytime you get an award that's voted in by your peers and the people you work with, the sports writers, it makes me really thankful. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and this particular award, Joe, Terry Meeks was with us in the first half of the show. And by the way, he says congratulations. And, he was talking about that, how special this award really is because of the circumstances and the man that it honors.
Exactly. Mike was just a stand-up guy on and off the racetrack. He conducted himself so good. I mean, his life was just cut short. He had a lot of things ahead of him. And I hope this award goes another 100 years because he needs to be remembered for what he's done, like I say, on and off the track.
What would he think of you getting this award?
Well, that's the kind of a question I don't know.
I don't usually ask questions like that, but it just popped into my head because it seemed seemed like you knew him. So,
I did know him. He was great. You know, I hope thankful. I hope he was proud of me.
Yeah, well,
I hope he didn't sit back and say, "Oh man, that kid didn't deserve it." I've been in a long time, and I just try to do the best that I had in my hands. That's all.
Well, we know that you deserve it. You've had a tremendous career, and you're one of the best ambassadors for our sport that I know. You always go out of your way to be thoughtful about the fans and to greet them and talk to them and. And everybody you come in contact with knows you love horse racing, and I think that's a huge feather in your cap.
In my eyes, it's the greatest game played outdoors. I'm just glad to be a small piece of the puzzle, that's all. It's been really great to me. I want to thank all the people that's brought me along here. I mean, from the trainers to owners, grooms, and a couple of those agents that did a great job. Jimmy Ricky, I know he's listening, so I better throw his name in there. I'm going to hear a lot about it. Just having fun with it all, guys.
Yeah, and you should be. And, you know, you were quoted as saying that you were surprised it wasn't a four-person dead heat, because the other three riders that were up for this award this year, Joe, are extremely prominent riders and great people to boot. Angel Cordero Jr., Ramon Dominguez, and Edgar Prado. What's it mean to hear your name called instead of theirs?
I mean, I don't think they were up for it. I think they already won it already in the past. The guys I was up against is Franco, Irad, and Jose Ortiz, both. And there's one more skipping me that
yeah,
were
right.
up for it for this year. And sorry about that, Mike.
you're 100% right. I read that wrong. You're right. They had already won it. Yeah, it was actually Javier Castellano, Irad, and Jose Ortiz, and Manny Franco. And again, stand-up individuals.
I'm just thankful to be in a dead heat with them. I should have been a dead heat with them guys all along because, I mean, they're fun to ride with. Them guys, they go out there and they make the game enjoyable. They're having a good time out there. You know, both Ortiz brothers, Franco and Javier, I can't speak enough about them. They're great to go out and ride every race with. They make the game fun. And you know what? It shouldn't be a job out there. It should be fun. And them guys are really doing a great job at it.
You had a great meet at Fairgrounds this year. Talk about why you decided to go there. That was kind of a departure for you.
I think it was kind of pretty much laid all in one man's hands right there. I'm very thankful to Mike Stidham. Mike Stidham dropped the idea in our ear early on, and he just kept bringing it back up. Hey, you got to try it out. You got to really experience New Orleans. You know, it's some good racing. And first month there, I guess you kind of any new place. I didn't know where to go, didn't know the people to hang with, didn't know, and I was really kind of like second-guessed it. Now, I can't wait to get back to hopefully go back next year to New Orleans Fairgrounds. There's a lot of young horses that come up, and they get a good head start. They have a good derby trail there with the three-year-olds coming through there, and their turf course is amazing. They've had some good rainstorms. It held up. I mean, surface-wise, I'd put Fairgrounds to the top of any of the racetracks in the country. I couldn't talk better about it. And I really didn't, and it's my ignorance, I just didn't know much about the New Orleans racing circuit till I was able to go down there and give it a full winter of experiencing it. It was awesome. Not to say the great food they had downtown. I got to reach out to Sidham and just say thanks for dropping the idea in there, and it really paid off. I had an amazing time, and I was lucky enough to sit on some really good horses down there and came out with a couple really good ones, and should be a fun summer now.
Visiting with jockey Joe Bravo, recipient of the Mike Venezia Memorial Award. That will take place in a ceremony at Belmont Park on Memorial Day, and I know that's a tremendous honor for Joe, as you just heard him say. Joe, you mentioned some of the great horses that you were aboard at Fairgrounds this year. You've been aboard some outstanding horses in your career. You think about the more than 5,200 career victories. What are some of the moments when you stop and think back on your career and everything you've accomplished? What are some of the moments that Joe Bravo is never going to forget?
I mean, there's so many great times. I mean, it's been a long riding career, but I mean, one of my first grade one winners is Formal Gold. I always have to throw in there because it was just kind of gave me a taste of what good horses are really about. And a lot of those numbers as the 5,200 got to were just working days when I was younger, getting experience of learning what to do, how to do it. Then you get the taste of sit on some really good horses, and it's just two different quality. It really is. One of my big things is I want to be on TV. Put me in with the big races because you get a chance to deal with the good horses. They're pretty special. I mean, it's not just a horse you're wanting to get around there and collect a check. It's trying to develop them to later on in the year, to like the Breeders' Cup through the summer, bringing around through all the trial races. And it really makes it special. That's what I find about the horse racing game fun to me.
You still seem to have the same attitude that you had when you first started out. You really love the game, and you can't get to work every morning. Can't wait to get there. How do you maintain that over the years?
It's fun. It's fun. I mean, like I said, when I was younger, I rode 10 races a day. That's not so much fun. That's work. I'm not trying to make horse racing my job. I enjoy it. I'm not looking to ride a lot of races. I'm having fun. I'm trying to find the quality out there, you know, trying to develop the younger horses. That's what's fun to me, trying to find out what horse is really going to be tomorrow's superstar. And that's what makes it fun, you know. You got to find a niche that makes you happy. And I hope I ride this game another, I don't know how many years, but I want to keep it. And the first day I considered a job would be the first day I said, okay, you know what, we had enough. But till then, let's enjoy it. And got a great people behind us. Jamiro Riccio has been doing a great job trying to find the horses that keep me happy. And it's been working out.
Joe, are there still some things in this game that you want to accomplish, maybe some goals that you set for yourself?
Yes, winning the next big race. Period. Yeah, trying to find the really good horse to make headlines. I had good ones behind us, like Big Blue Kitten, AP Indian, just to name a couple. It's always fun to come across horses like that, and hopefully we can find a couple in the future.
Yeah, obviously he likes competing on the big stage, and he likes the thrill of the competition. Joe, let's shift gears for just a minute. You do a lot of fishing with our good friend David Fox on his boat off the coast of Florida. Who's more competitive when you go fishing, you or David?
Oh, he's tough. Oh, I can't pick on his fishing skills. No, make it personal. Yeah, that's one of my very big pastimes. I really, matter of fact, let me tell you the truth, guys. I'm sitting right here in Atlantic Beach watching fish. The guys fish right off the back deck right now. They're catching fish. So it's kind of funny. It really is. I wish you could see what I'm looking at right now.
That's great.
So that is my getaway. When I get home, it's nice. It's not the act of fishing. It's just being out there and enjoying what you have around us. And one of my very good friends is Dave Fox. He's taught me a lot about fishing, and he's great at it.
Who's caught the biggest fish between you and David?
Oh, I'm going to say him because I ain't getting kicked off the boat. If I pick on his skills, I'm getting kicked off the boat. No. Don't take that away from me.
We did a trainer talk show with him while he was on his boat one time fishing, and that was pretty cool. But we should get you and him together
Go fishing.
Go fishing. We'll do a go fishing show.
You guys are always welcome. It'll be a great afternoon. A lot of fun. I'll say that. I guarantee it'll be a lot of laughs. One of our fishing stories, I'm going to have to tell you, it was pretty cool. He was talking with our good friend Steve Bick. And he says, the old man at the sea, Joe Bravo's on the boat with you. I took offense to that. Wait a minute. I'm 46. I'm still,
Yeah, Fox is older than you.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So am I. How old does that make me then? Wow.
I'm like, come on, man. I'm still enjoying this. just having some laughs out there about it all, The experiences that we have through life. It's pretty cool.
Well, Joe, listen, we appreciate the visit, my friend. You're the best. Keep up the great work. Stay safe every time you get a leg up on a horse. And congratulations again on that Mike Venezia Award. Quite an honor.
It means a lot to me. Thank you very much. Anytime I hear from you guys, I know something in racing is going good. So I'm excited to hear it. Thanks.